We are finishing our sermon series on the book, Is God Listening? And we're picking up the last segment of this, When God Receives Praise. Now, we very much note, especially in the divine service, that we receive God's grace. Amen to that. We need God's grace on a daily basis. Without it, we just wouldn't be existing. But there's also time for giving our praise. And the balance of that praise is very, very important. So how is God to be praised? That's the question. Yes, praise is even an element of the divine service. Even though we are receiving gifts from God, we also need to say thank you. We need to praise God for these gifts. So I'm going to use a little bit of an analogy today to, or a little bit of a story here, to sort of give us a little bit of an idea of how praise should take place. Let's begin with the concept that we received an invitation to a special dinner party for our 50th wedding anniversary, a very fancy dinner party, a dinner party in which we would have all of our favorite foods, guaranteed to be a delight. Now, before you would go to this party, just picture you're in the car and you're driving there. How many of you would stop at McDonald's and fill up on junk food? So that when you would arrive at this party filled with all your favorite foods, we would sit there and say, you know, I'm not really that hungry right now, but thank you for the invitation. Most of us would be shaking our heads and saying, wait a minute, that's silly. That's ridiculous. Who would even think about doing something like that? Well, I will admit, sometimes we do. Let's put it like this. Typically, if we're going to go to a party, or at least I will tell you what I would do, knowing that all my favorite foods are going to be there, what am I going to do? I'm going to fast. I'm going to make sure I go with an empty stomach. I want to just take all the food and just shove it into my mouth and enjoy it. I don't want to fill up on junk food. That concept is really what goes on even in the church. Maybe not necessarily with dinner parties, but with preparing ourselves. There's a phrase in the church that we like to say, before every feast, there should be a fast. What are we in reference to? In reference to special days, especially days like the Feast of the Nativity. In case if you're not familiar with that fancy phrase, it's in reference to Christmas. Same thing with the Feast of the Resurrection. It's in reference to Easter. Before those feast times, the church usually has a preparatory season, a season that we prepare ourselves, we prepare our hearts. And with that preparatory season, we do a much better job of this during Easter. We know about the 40 days of Lent. During those 40 days, we remind ourselves our need for a Savior, our need for the resurrection. Christmas also has that preparatory period of time. It's called Advent. And during that time of Advent, we also prepare ourselves. We have special worship services on Wednesday during Advent, just like we do during Lent. We are preparing ourselves for the special feast, the Feast of the Nativity, when God takes on flesh and blood. So how do we praise God? First of all, with a little bit of preparation ahead of time so that we know what's going on and what's yet to come. I will admit, as Christians, we know what comes at the end of Advent. It comes Christmas. So for us as Christians living in today's world, Advent has sort of a double meaning. As we are preparing ourselves for Christmas, for God to take on flesh and blood, we are also preparing ourselves for his second coming. Because we know Christmas is around the corner, but we don't know when Christ is going to come again. So likewise, we need to continue this preparation of ourselves by reminding ourselves of our sinfulness, by reminding ourselves our need for a Savior. How does this fit in with praise? We are praising God by preparing ourselves to receive him at Christmas time. So during this time of Advent, things are a little down key. you may notice that the Gloria is missing. We go from the Kyrie to the salutation, going to the prayer of the day. That Gloria is missing. And if you notice the fine print in the divine service setting 3 under the Gloria, it says that the Gloria is missing during the time of Advent and during the time of Lent. During these times, these preparatory times, that part of the hymn of praise is missing to help us prepare. But let's go back to our dinner invitation here, the fancy dinner invitation for the 50th wedding anniversary. And let's pretend that we did do the right thing, that we are preparing ourselves for this wonderful dinner invitation, and that we went hungry beforehand. And we are delighting ourselves now in all the wonderful foods. And now it comes time for the program to end. And so what do? We go up to the host and hostess, and we notice that she's wearing a beautiful flower. And we say, "What a wonderful flower," and then we leave. Again, would we do something like that? No, we want to thank them for this wonderful dinner. We want to thank them for inviting us. We want to thank them for the special relationship we have. Who cares about the flower so much? It may have been a wonderful flower. We may add that in, but let's get to the most important thing. So it is with our praise to God. We can praise God for a lot of the wonderful things that He has done. A lot of the incidentals, so to speak. He created a wonderful earth. Great. He created trees. Wonderful. He has blessed us with many physical things. Amen. But what is the most important thing? All the physical things that we have been blessed with by God? Or is it the spiritual thing that we have? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Is it not the forgiveness of sins that we have through Christ the most important thing? The physical things we may have last for a period of time. But the spiritual thing that we have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lasts forever. And it doesn't need batteries, it can't be stolen, and it won't break. Bottom line, what is the most important thing? The death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. This new relationship we have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing. Sure, it's nice to offer up our praise and saying, "Okay, God, you did create a wonderful day. It was a little slippery this morning, but still a wonderful day. You have blessed me with many things. But most importantly, Lord, I'm going to thank and praise you for this relationship, for this opportunity to thank and praise you. Because without the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we wouldn't even have this communication with God. We would be sent to eternal death and damnation. So let's not lose sight of this beautiful gift. The gift of a Savior. God taking on flesh and blood, being born in a manger, Emmanuel, God with us. That is the precious gift. During this holiday time, we might start seeing some of these old TV programs, these old cartoons. And a couple of my favorites, of course, is The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. And the Grinch had to learn a lesson, what Christmas was really all about. Even after all the gifts were taken, all the physical blessings were taken, the people still gathered. Could you do the same thing? When you praise God, is it just for the physical gifts? Or do you also praise God for the spiritual gift? The Grinch's heart was softened as he saw people praising God not for the physical gifts, but for the spiritual gift. Likewise, our preparatory season, we need to remember to praise God, yes, for all things that He has given to us, but especially for that spiritual gift we have through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That forgiveness of sins, that new relationship. So God receives our praise. He likes to receive the praise for the most important thing. Not necessarily for the incidentals, and yes, that's great that you notice them, and it's great that you give praise to God, but let's not let that consume our entire prayer life, our entire praise to God, saying, "Oh Lord, thank you for giving me this. Thank you for giving me that. Thank you for giving me this." It sounds very eye-centered at that point. But we need to thank God for what He truly gave of Himself. His life, His death, His resurrection for the forgiveness of our sin. So as we praise God, we are reminded of His grace. The reason why we need to be reminded about this balance of praise is not because God is offended if we are unbalanced. It's really for our own benefit. Think of it this way. If we get so attached to the things of this world and are only thankful for how many presents are underneath the Christmas tree, eventually we will lose sight of this faith that has been given to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will be pushing Him out of our lives. Our spiritual life is in jeopardy. But remembering and praising God on a regular basis for His death and resurrection, for the forgiveness of our sins, sets us on the right path. As our gospel reading for today notes, John the Baptist coming onto the scene, preparing the people for the Christ. And how was that preparation done? That preparation was focused with repentance, confession of sins, and baptism. How also is our preparation coming to bear? In the same mindset. Yes, God has indeed blessed us with more gifts beyond our imagination, beyond what we can count. But the most important gift, we remember, takes place at the manger. God taking on flesh and blood for you. That is the most precious gift this Advent season, preparing ourselves for the Christmas season. The new life we have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the greatest gift. We know that as we are doing this Advent season, we are preparing ourselves. And I will admit, none of us like to fast. If I had it my way, I'd probably gorge myself every day. But that's not necessarily healthy either, as my doctor would remind me. Having a feast every once in a while is not bad for us. But having a feast every day sort of diminishes the effects of the feast. That's why during this Advent and during the upcoming Lenten season, we do prepare ourselves. So that when the right moment comes, our praise could sort of be at the highest. When it comes time for the day of Christmas, things are going to be decorated and we're going to be shouting and praising God for all His glory. Same thing at Easter. So this Advent time sets that preparation time for us so that we can truly celebrate the feast of the Nativity when God takes on flesh and blood. We also have a little bit of celebrations here and there. We don't want to make it sound like we're going to put on ashes and sackcloths during this time of Advent and Lent. God knows that we need to be fed. We need to be strengthened. And yes, we praise God on a weekly basis. And that's where the Eucharist comes in. As we come to the Lord's table to receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins, that most precious gift, we do so at the Lord's table. And that Lord's table is also called the Eucharist, reminding us that, yes, we're giving thanks to God for that precious gift. So He feeds us a little bit during this time of Advent. He is encouraging us a little bit during this time, this preparatory time. We're not sort of absent of God's glory. He is still with us. But the joyous celebration will take place in a few more days, at the end of this preparatory season, when Christmas comes. So this day, as we take a look at how God receives praise, God ultimately wants us to praise Him for the most important gift, the gift of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, God also likes the praise for other things, and it sets our hearts and minds when we remember that all things come from God, on who is really important, who's really God, and how He has blessed us. That is what Advent is all about. It's also what it means to praise God, to set our hearts in the right fashion, as John the Baptist was trying to do for the people, for the coming Christ. We are trying to do for ourselves, again, for Christ to come. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God, that surpasses all our understanding, will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.